Chapter 15. It had been a long time since Harry Seldon had smiled. He had conducted the project in the same fashion that he always did, pushing always forward in the development of psychohistory, making plans for the foundation, studying the prime radiant. But he did not smile. All he did was to force himself through his work without any feeling of impending success. Rather, there was a feeling of impending failure about everything. And now, as he sat in his office at Streeling University, Wanda entered. He looked up at her, and his heart lifted. Wanda had always been special. Seldon couldn't put his finger on just when he and the others had started accepting her pronouncements with more than the usual enthusiasm. It just seemed always to have been that way. As a little girl, she had saved his life with her uncanny knowledge of lemonade death, and all through her childhood she had somehow just known things. Although Dr. Endelecki had asserted that Wanda's genome was perfectly normal in every way, Seldon was still positive that his granddaughter possessed mental abilities far beyond those of average humans. And he was just as sure that there were others like her in the galaxy, on Trantor even. If only he could find them, these mentalics. What a great contribution they could make to the Foundation. The potential for such greatness all centred in his beautiful granddaughter. Seldon gazed at her framed in his office doorway, and he felt as if his heart would break. In a few days she would be gone. How could he bear it? She was such a beautiful girl. 18. Long blonde hair, face a little broad but with a tendency to smile. She was even smiling now, and Seldon thought, why not? She's heading for St. Annie, and for a new life. He said, well, Wanda, just a few more days. No, I don't think so, Grandpa. He stared at her. What? Wanda approached him and put her arms around him. I'm not going to St. Annie. Have your father and mother changed their minds? No, they're going. And you're not? Why? Where are you going? I'm going to stay here, Grandpa, with you. She hugged him. Poor Grandpa. But I don't understand. Why? Are they allowing this? You mean Mum and Dad? Not really. We've been arguing over this for weeks, but I've won out. Why not, Grandpa? They'll go to St. Annie, and they'll have each other, and they'll have little Bellis, too. But if I go with them and leave you here, you will have no one. I don't think I could stand that. But how did you get them to agree? Well, you know, I pushed. What does that mean? It's my mind. I can see what you have in yours and in theirs, and as time goes on, I can see more clearly, and I can push them to do what I want. How do you do that? I don't know. But after a while, they get tired of being pushed, and they're willing to let me have my way. So I'm going to stay with you. Seldon looked up at her with helpless love. This is wonderful, Wanda. But Bellis? Oh, don't worry about Bellis. She doesn't have a mind like mine. Are you certain? Seldon chewed at his lower lip. Quite certain. Besides, Mom and Dad have to have someone too. Seldon wanted to rejoice, but he couldn't do so openly. There were Raish and Manella. What of them? He said, Wanda, what about your parents? Can you be so cold-blooded about them? I'm not cold-blooded. They understand. They realize I must be with you. How did you manage that? I pushed, said Wanda simply. And eventually they came to see it my way. You can do that? It wasn't easy. And you did it because... Seldon paused. Wanda said, because I love you, of course. And because... Yes? I must learn psychohistory. I know quite a bit of it already. How? From your mind. From the minds of others at the project, especially from Uncle Hugo before he died. But it's in rags and tatters so far. I want the real thing, Grandpa. I want a prime radiant of my own. Her face lit up, and her words came quickly with passion. I want to study psychohistory in great detail, Grandpa. You're quite old and quite tired. I am young and eager. I want to learn all I can, so I can carry on when... Seldon said, well, that would be wonderful if you could do it. But there's no funding any more. I'll teach you all I can, but we can't do anything. We'll see, Grandpa. We'll see.